Regarding shift workers, Colin, just listening to you in my local early house after a night shift in a taxi base. For me, shift work ruins all aspects of life at times. Another text in, the roster of an air traffic controller is mental. I am one, as is my husband. It's absolutely mental. We have to plan and sync rosters very carefully. We work our time around the kids. It's all about planning. You have to be very organised. I don't think I've met air traffic controllers before. I know one or two, but I don't think I've ever met a couple who are both air traffic controllers. There must be huge pressure in that. I'm just thinking there must be huge pressure. I don't know why I'm thinking it, but it is a very high pressure job. So you're coming home just as maybe your partner, your wife is leaving to go and do the same high pressure job. Got me thinking as well about the sort of the industries that have that overnight shift work as well and the job titles. I mean, air traffic control is one. The taxi man obviously is another one. Colin, I'm an A&E doctor and all of my working life I've worked different hours. It's tough, but you have to be disciplined with regard to exercise and relationships. If you let it get out of hand, I would imagine, yeah, then you could develop all the physical issues that we were talking about at the top there. Colin, my husband is a shift worker only in the last couple of years, and we now have three routines in our house. One when he works nights, which I hate as I'm scared in the house at night without him. One when he works 12-hour shift days, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and one when he's on days off. It took a while to get used. I'm the one that constantly is exhausted. Shift work is tough on the family. Okay. Marion, just hang on where you are. I'm just going to take a quick break. I'll talk to you right after this. Marion, how are you?
Hello, Colin.
Shift work. Your husband has been a shift worker.
Yes, he's been working shifts all his working life. He's about 5 years left now to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we found it worked all right for us. Well, I suppose it's just what you know.
So what is the shift that he would do?
Well, he does 8-hour shifts. He rotates 8 to 4. 4 to 12, 12 to 8.
Okay.
And then he would have one weekend off in 4. He'd be off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then he would have the odd day off during the week.
And what industry is he in?
He works in, it's Premier Perry Place. It's a big, it's an industrial big factory there in Drogheda.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he could. And how do you have to adjust the family life around him, or does he have to adjust his life around the family?
Well, I suppose it's just we never knew any other way.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
what we've always known. And I suppose I was trying to think of the advantages of it is when the children, you know, were younger, it was, you know, he would be there maybe to collect, bring them to play school or
yeah.
collect them. And, you know, I work shifts as well. You know, so but a lot of the times we'd be missing each other, I suppose, you know, he going in and I going home. But it was very good, you know, when the children were younger. And you wouldn't have to have any childcare or that, you know.
Okay, you could work everything around that.
Yeah.
But would there be times then, if he was on one of the late shifts, would there be times then a week where you basically were just shifts in the night, if not shifts in the night as well?
Yeah.
Because you never saw each other?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, as I said again, the advantages of it then is he'd be there during the day, you know, when the children come in from
yeah.
school
yeah.
and, you know, in the summer, even doing odd jobs around the house. And it just, you know, and I suppose in a way, you know, even learning to cook and, you know, keeping everything more or less ticking over when I wouldn't be there.
Do you reckon he sleeps more?
No, that's the only thing. The downside is now he would tend not to, when he's finished nights,
yeah.
He probably wouldn't sleep as well. He'd be waking up maybe, you know, during the night. That would be the downside
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I do remember years ago when I was doing that sort of overnight on radios, you'd come in, you'd be home at 6 in the morning, and basically you'd probably spend 2 hours or 3 hours watching television because that was your downtime. That was your evening time, you know?
Right.
And then when anyone would ring you to go out, you were in bed.
Well, that's it. And that's yeah. the other thing as well. If there's anything on, oh, he's working. If he was working from 4 to 12 or going in on nights, you know.
Yeah.
But as I said again, it just became a way of life and, you know, that's it. But we just made it work for ourselves,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. And your daughter is married to a shift worker.
Yes. And I suppose in a way you might get somebody who would possibly never have maybe been, you know, do anything around the house. And then because they're there during the day, they will, you know, they tend to do things.
Yeah.
You know. And as I said, get on maybe with odd jobs and that. But from our point of view, I probably wouldn't have been able to work if he hadn't been doing shifts.
Right,
you know, because,
okay.
Yes.
So it really is a case of weighing, you know, the pros and cons, you know.
Yes, and it was great when he would come in the morning and lift the bit, you know, when, you know, and he'd lift the child, maybe, you know, in the morning and whatever, you know. And again, he's got a great rapport with the kids because he's been there at various times for, you know.
Okay, yeah. Again, I remember doing early mornings, breakfast shows, and okay, you weren't around to bring the kids to school, but I was always there to pick them up.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
I would spend the afternoons with them. We'd go off and do some bits and pieces or whatever.
Exactly.
And
you know, I don't know if I would like now if he was on sort of straight days, even now, because and even, you know, if we both had a day off during the week, you can go off somewhere for the day or whatever. But it is a very different way of life than people who are working 9 to 5.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. But you adjust. All right, Marion, let me bring in Tom. How are you, Tom?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Are you calling yourself an extreme shift worker?
Yeah, probably the best way to describe me, all right.
What is an ESW? What's an extreme shift worker?
An extreme shift worker? Well, my regular job is I work shifts, 12-hour days, 12-hour nights in maintenance. I'm an electrician by trade.
Right.
And then in my spare time, I work as a guard reserve, so I have to get some shifts in there as well. And then on the other spare time, I'm a part-time student until I go IT.
Hang on a second. Okay, firstly, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm getting married at the end of the year, yeah.
So where are you going to squeeze in the wedding?
I don't know.
So your day is taken up with everything, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of have a bit of an extreme week. I like my hands. With shift work, though, you are really, as that woman said there, at the end of your shift, you just don't sleep. Really, you get a couple of hours sleep in, you have to get up, you're on the go again. It plays havoc with your central nervous system and all that kind of stuff.
And as a reserve guard, are you on call, or what way does that work?
Not usually. No, you'd have your roster. You work up with a unit, and
right.
You'd be scheduled to come in for a certain amount of shifts. So they might try to get one a week in, so you're looking at another 8-hour shift on top of your own work.
So hang on a second. If you're looking at one 8-hour shift a day or a week, right, on top of your 12-hour shift, we're up to 20 hours then.
Yeah.
You do sleep, don't you?
Well, now and again.
we've got the vampire from Gory here or something.
Yeah.
So you're only going to get like 4 hours sleep then.
Yeah, well, you'll have your 4 days off after your shift.
Right.
You'd be working 48 hours, then you have 48 hours off at the regular job. So you're squeezing in a shift, and then you're trying to also include the study that I'm trying to do as well.
What are you trying to what are you studying?
I'm studying mechatronics.
Electronics?
Mechatronics. It's a kind of a mixture of mechanical and electronics.
Okay, all right. And do you hope that that'll get you out of all this sort of shift work and craziness?
Yeah, hopefully it's the path to getting away from shift work and progressing a bit further.
And does the lady-to-be, is she working? Does she understand what is she accommodating as such, Tom?
Oh, well, she has to be these days in this economy.
Yeah,
she's happy enough. Well, but she doesn't like when I'm away at night and all. She doesn't like it, but that's understandable, really. You know, she's in the house on her own.
Would you tend to exercise more than most, or do you feel you need to? I mean, because you're saying there is irregular sleep patterns, and probably the digestive system is knocked all over the place. Do you try to compensate in any way for that by exercising, or do you do anything?
Yeah, I play a lot of hurling. And during the winter there now in the off season, you'd have to go to the gym because you'd feel yourself going downhill if you weren't exercising, and if your diet gets poor in particular, you'd notice yourself fading a lot.
Right.
If you have a poor diet.
Are you a good man for napping if you get a chance?
I'm not great at it, to be honest now, because I think I contribute this to the shift work as well. I think you're highly strung, kind of, you're always on the go. I wouldn't be great for it now.
It's one thing I have to say I developed so well when I was doing early mornings and late nights was like a 20-minute power nap.
Yeah, and it can help if you can squeeze it in.
It actually, and they say, and I was reading about it, it's recommended by doctors, and they say that it's a solid 20-minute power nap is nearly as good as one of those 3-hour broken sleeps you get at night, because you just go into that zone, woof, unconscious for 20 minutes. It's like plugging your phone in, you know, just to get a reboot on it.
Yeah, recharge yourself. Yeah.
Let me just bring in Sharon here for a second. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Colm. How are you?
Tell me what you've just done.
Well, I've just come off a week stretch of shifts. So I've done about, I suppose, around 85 hours of a stretch, you know, 7-12 back-to-back shifts. Yeah, so I find the hardest thing really is the week that I'm on, just as a mother trying to keep everything going, you know, kind of trying to keep on top of the groceries, the washing, the kids, the activities, because all that has to go on, even though you're in bed during the day. And even if I'm not doing it myself, I'm organising somebody else to do it. So I don't get to I don't go to bed until I've kind of everyone sorted, get to bed, get a few hours sleep, then get up in the evening, make sure dinner is on, get the kids' homework sorted, make sure they're back from their activities, get everything ready for the next day. So I'm actually quite, I didn't appreciate it when I was single and childless, because I could get up in the evening, throw myself on the couch, psych myself up to go to work. But the only advantage of it is that as a single person, I just slept on the week off. And I never got back into a routine, whereas now I have to get up, get the kids to school. So it gets me
how
back
long have
into
you been
a routine very quickly.
I'm just thinking, you're in nursing, yeah?
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing? Because you said when you were single and when you know you've got kids. Have you been doing this like literally all your working life?
Yeah, I suppose, 25 years now. But I've been lucky in that I can mix it with, you know, I'll do this maybe once every 2 months, maybe every 6 weeks, and then I can do a few days just to break it. But I know I work with a lot of people that do it all the time, and I don't think I could do what they do. We actually have a lot of people that have, you know, got malignancies and that, and it's supposed to be linked to shift work, irregular hours, irregular diet, irregular sleep patterns. It's supposed to be linked to cancer as well, and that there's an increased risk of cancer in people who do shift work.
Yeah, my gosh.
So,
And you're looking at 7 12-hour shifts, right?
Yeah, now I'm very lucky. I work half-time, which means that if I worked full-time, I'd be back in again after the 7 nights, which, you know, a lot of people that I do with, that I work with kids, that's what they do. I'm very lucky because I work half-time. I won't have to go back to work for 3 weeks. So I'm really lucky.
Okay,
I'm well recovered by the time I have to go back.
So it balances it up then, because then you have 3 weeks with the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have all that time to give them. Obviously then for the other period of time, they go, "Ma, we never see you. Where are you?"
And
weeks and they go, "Ma, I wish you'd go back to work."
Yeah, and I have a 3-year-old now dying for my attention this morning. He's pulling on my leg all morning trying to get my attention, but I'm trying to catch up again after the week
off. So that's because you haven't seen him in so long.
Yes, just been getting a few minutes in the evening, and he's just vying for my attention. And he's too young to really understand. Yeah. My older child understands. But I'm very lucky. My husband, you know, he's very good with them, so he keeps them well occupied while I'm away. So, you know, they don't suffer. I hope they don't suffer, but they don't seem to suffer. They, you know, he's really good and they enjoy their time.
Is he a house husband as such, or is he working as well?
No, he's literally coming in at 7 in the evening and I'm going out.
Gosh.
So we just have 10 or 15 minutes. So I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it full time, really. Yeah. I couldn't. I don't know how the other people do it, but
that would just put so much pressure on family and on obviously your relationship with your partner if you're literally just seeing each other for 10 minutes, you know, a day.
Yes.
And then you're seeing the people you work with much longer than actually you see the person that's you're married to.
Yeah, so I think that's a difficult. Mm. I think that would be really difficult. I choose to do the week occasionally then to give me the 3-week break from, you know, just a change of routine from work so that I'm, you know, getting a bit of a break from it. But for people that are doing it all the time, it's really tough. You know, I do feel like I'm one of the lucky ones. The week on is really tough, really hard, but there's a prize at the end of it, as far as I'm concerned.
What you're working towards, there is that goal, which is good, and that's going to keep you, you know, mentally
motivated.
And physically well and motivated.
Yeah.
While people who are just in this, you know, this circle,
like,
this circle.
Like, a hamster on a treadmill, really.
I'm sure there's many, many relationships have split up and huge family problems and everything. And if you sit down with a counsellor, it goes directly back to your work you know?
Well, your work-life balance, isn't it?
Yeah, we've spoken to junior doctors on the show and nurses. Again, it is work and life balance. You've got to look at it.
And the thing is that when you're sleeping during the day, you're not getting the same quality of sleep that you would get at night time. You'll get maybe, I don't know, for me, I'd maybe get 5 good hours, good solid hours, which really probably isn't enough. You're supposed to get your 8 hours You're supposed to get your 8 hours for just for your health and
But again, the world, and I also noticed this when I'd have to sleep during the day, the world closes down at night. The world doesn't close down during the day, so you sleep and suddenly you hear the kids and the car alarms and the construction workers and the guys trying to sell you electricity at the door and everything goes.
The phone is going, don't really get the same quality of sleep.
Yeah.
So for me, I catch up. I can catch up. Within a couple of days, I've caught up. But I don't really know how full-time people catch up. They're just back. They're just kind of caught up and they're back into it again. So I don't envy them.
God bless them. All right, listen, Sharon, good talking to you.
You're welcome.
Take Michael. Care of yourself. Take care of that little 3-year-old now. Off you go. Colin, my shift started 10 years ago and I'm still on it. I work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and I still manage a home, husband. A home, a husband, and kids and family and friends. That's a lot, isn't it? 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I suppose a lot of people as well who are running their own businesses are probably in that situation where it's nearly 20 hours a day, 24 hours a day for some people. Here's what both my husband and I work shift. It's a nightmare planning an advanced childcare. We both do nights, so we have to work opposite one another. Therefore, when he does nights, I do days, and vice versa. I do 7 nights in a row, then a week off, so most of the time I go to work with very little sleep. I work as a nurse, which requires a lot of responsibility. The government are now on about cutting our night duty allowance. It's fine for the 9-to-5 workers to do that. They don't understand the pressure we are under. It's also a nightmare trying to keep the kids quiet when my husband or me are asleep during the day, plus even doing housework. It's done at night. God, it's all that balance, isn't it? It's weird, isn't it, when you think about it? It's weird, but we got to do it. Two, we've been talking also this morning and this afternoon about the life of a shift worker. Liam, how are you?
Hiya, Colm. How's it going?
Not too bad. You were that shift worker.
I was indeed, yes. For a year, I did shifts in a big multinational company and I hated it.
Did you?
I did.
What was it that got you so bad?
Well, I mean, firstly, I think number one is you're going against nature, you know. I mean, basically, we are diurnal creatures or whatever, you know, as in, you know, we're meant to be active during the day. We're not meant to be active at night.
We're not nocturnal.
Exactly. the opposite of nocturnal.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going against nature shift work is only a relatively recent thing. I mean, you're only talking like the past, say, 100 years max, you know. So,
true.
You know, other than that, I mean, all centuries past, we've always been working during the day and sleep at night. And that's the way
the way nature went for a while, it was we got up with the sun and we went to sleep with the sun. Sunrise, sunset, and that's the way we lived, you know.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
And
our
balance is much stronger then. So what about your sleep pattern for that year?
Oh, well, desperate. I mean, you've gone around.
Strangest phone ever. Are you there, Liam? Who's gone? Anyway, we go back to Mary. Something just happened, like alien interference. Mary, how are you?
Hi, Liam. Or Colin.
Liam? Who's Liam? Liam was the last caller.
No, sorry. That's a bit of a faux pas there, you know. Freudian slip.
Liam from The Last Guy or Liam is somebody in your life? Who is Liam? On air?
Do I have to say?
It's all right. Mary, anyway. I know another Mary, but I'll still call you Mary.
Okay, Colin.
Tell me about shift work. See the effect it's having on you?
Well, I work shift work, yes. I work 12-hour shifts on day shifts. And every seventh week I do a week and night duty.
Right.
So basically I'm separated, so I'm a single mum. And I don't have any family near me, so for me, it means that my children have to go to a babysitter for that week. It's part of my contract. If I start messing about with my contract now, what do I do? I work for the HSE. It's just not that easy.
Not at the moment,
no.
Is it? Oh, gosh. Step out of line and you could, ton of bricks on you. But is it a case then for that entire week they have to move off, lock,
they
stock
do,
and barrel?
Yeah, for 7 nights.
And what ages are they?
Now, they're teenagers. They're 15 and 13.
But so they understand?
Oh, they understand completely, and they've been with this babysitter for years, so they're very happy it's a second home. But the whole thing is that it's very discommoding.
Mm.
And last week, the 15-year-old was sick. She had a flu, high temperatures, just generally unwell. And there was just nothing that could be done about it, really.
So you're saying if you put too much pressure on your contract, you could find yourself under pressure the next contract as such?
Well, I don't know where I'll be working.
Yeah, all
right. Because with the way things are at the moment, you just could be, you know, reallocated to somewhere that just wouldn't suit at all.
Mm. And do you find the shift work, does it play with your sleep patterns? Or
absolutely. It would take me, generally speaking, when I come off night duty. I came off night duty yesterday morning.
And you're still awake?
I was awake last night. I was awake and asleep. It was a broken sleep then. I found it very hard to get up this morning, but, you know, now I'm up. I've done the housework. I've done whatever I have to do, and I will stay up today, but the temptation would be to go back to bed.
And would you be a napper? See, this is a big thing when I was doing breakfast shows and overnights, the nap was the most important thing nearly in my life.
How do you mean?
20 minutes nap when you can get it.
No, I try not to, because I find that definitely will disturb my sleep at night then. But I could, yeah, if I sat down, I could sleep.
See, again, I mean, everyone's is different in their sleep patterns. I would find that if I did that nap, it actually helped my sleep at night, because if I didn't, I went to bed that overtired feeling, and that would just even have a more detrimental effect on your sleep patterns. You know?
Absolutely. It's hard to say. It's difficult. But the one aspect of it that I kind of was, that interests me is that now at the Croke Park too, there's a definite possibility that they're going to cut, you know, for night duty hours. And reading research now, that will do a lot of night duty would be at a 60% increased risk of breast cancer, men, prostate cancer.
Really?
So the health issue there would certainly, I'd be hoping our unions would look into that with regard to, you know, it's also an integral part of our wage. It brings our wages up. Our basic wage is very poor.
Well, this is the big thing about it. I mean, even the guards talking about that with Crow Park too, that, you know, it's something that has always been there, is that extra allowance for the working overnights. That.
But who would want to do night duty, or who would want to work a Sunday if, you know, when everybody else is off?
You only do it because you have to.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're saying. Who'd want to do it at the same rate?
And we're 24/7 workers. We can't say no. It's the line of work we're in.
It's very difficult. I think, Liam, did we get you back?
Yeah, I'm back, Colm, yeah.
What happened to you there?
Oh, I don't know.
Dodgy phone. Some strange noise came across the phone. One of the things I wanted to just bring in, and just because we lost you, but when you were texting, you were saying that you feel like it's almost like akin to slavery.
Yeah, I would do, Colm. That's my own personal view on it. And I tell you actually what it relates to as well is like, you know, like say 50, 60 years ago, everybody smoked, and the evidence came out then that smoking caused cancer, and of course the tobacco companies didn't want to know anything about this and covered it up. Well, I would say that's nearly the same case is going on with shift work here, because studies, you know, there's probably scientific evidence to suggest that, you know, there's health issues if you do night work, and your health isn't as good, and you don't live as long. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that in that situation, you know, you'll have big corporations, they'll do anything to suppress that knowledge, you know, because if it is proven then it's proven that it's, you know, it's inhumane, and basically that'll be the end of shift work then, or certainly... Very limited hours working, you know, at night time or whatever, you know.
But you're going to have those. I mean, there's talking to Barry there in the HSC and talking to nurses earlier on. You talk about the guards and the fire fighters. There are essential services that have to work at night. So what do you do with them? Or do you just convince the entire globe to go asleep at the same time?
Well, you see, that's the thing. I mean, that's back to my other. Is that, you know, we are, you know, natural, part of the natural world. And, you know, I think a lot of people nowadays, they forget that, you know, we are part of the animal kingdom. And, I mean, I was watching, you know, Professor Brian Cox there.
Oh,
he'd tell you all about that.
Yeah.
You know, we are basically creatures who operate during the day, and you're going against nature, and this is at least all these kind of problems, you know.
Well, I suppose again, the evolution of the species—that's where we've got to. So we're able to deal with that, you know. But you're right; we need to evolve further, whereby we don't have a physical effect from doing shift night work. And I'm just looking at some of the problems that you can get, and this is scientifically proven, which is digestive problems such as ulcers, stomachs and bowel problems, heart disease. Shift workers may play a role in heart disease shift work. Some studies have shown higher cholesterol levels and higher blood pressure. Other health problems include such as diabetes, asthma and depression. And of course, one of the big problems, sleep deprivation. And sleep deprivation means your immune system drops down, and then you're open to anything really at that stage.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's studies that have come out about that. So, you know, why are corporations still allowed to have people working on shift? You know, why is it's like the whole, like I said, with the whole smoking thing, you know, the tobacco companies 50 years ago, they'd say, oh, no, this doesn't cause lung cancer. There's no evidence. And then a few years later, it was proven, and you know, smoking's gone downhill.
Did you get a sense that your physical well-being was being affected at all? And I know you just did it for a year, but across that year, I mean, obviously, you gave it up.
Yeah, I was delighted to give it up. My physical well-being was affected. Yeah, digestion. I mean, you mentioned digestion there, you know, eating at all different terrible hours, you know, and then trying to sleep in the day, and, you know, depression as well. I mean, you think about it, Colm, a lovely summer's evening, Saturday, summer's evening in the summertime, and you know, your mates or whatever for a drink or whatever in a nice pub up the mountains or something, and then you having to go into a factory and
stay up
for 12 hours. The psychological thing about it,
the psychological thing is a big thing. Mary, do you think as well, do you eat better or worse, or is it something that you have to keep an eye on because of the way your shift pattern, your shift working?
On night duty.
Yeah.
I tend to find, I'd have to cook dinner in the evening for the children. So I probably will eat something with them. And then by 12 o'clock at night, I'm hungry again and going to eat again. And then I'm going to probably eat something before before we go and wake the patients up in the morning. You probably have maybe yogurt, some fruit, something like that. And then you're just eating erratically and you're eating differently. But I probably eat more on night duty, to be honest.
Well, I think that's probably eat more and probably don't eat as well. Do you know what I mean? What you're actually eating.
Well, you're eating on the go because, nobody wants to start getting up at 4 o'clock in the evening and making a roast dinner. So you're going to eat something simple and just easy.
Thomas is also a shift worker. How are you, Thomas?
Hey, Colm, how are you?
Not too bad at all. What shift do you do?
I work 9 to 6 on a day shift and 9 to 5 on a night shift.
And how often would you do that night shift?
I like the night shift, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, because you don't have to go straight to work when you get up.
And how many night shifts in a row would you do?
It's very structured. Like, the whole shift pattern is rostered out for the whole year.
Right.
And it's day shift 1 week, night shifts 1 week, and sometimes it's Monday to Friday, sometimes it's Tuesday to Saturday. We have to do a Saturday night shift every 7 or 8 weeks, and that would be from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock.
What industry is it, Thomas?
In the mine. I work in the underground mine.
Wow, there you go, I didn't even know we still had underground mines.
Yeah, in Tipperary.
And what are you taking out? Is it gold?
No, it's lead and zinc.
So, and how far down do you go?
About 200 metres, roughly.
When you're mining, what are you using to mine? I presume you've got big electrical equipment at this stage and pumps.
There's big machines, there's big drill rigs and trucks on the ground and shovels. And
breathing apparatus and all that sort of stuff.
That'd be in case of emergencies now, but something different.
Okay, is it fully in, do you get air all the way through?
Don't worry.
You don't have to bring down the canary in the coal mine anymore, do you?
No, that's old fashioned now.
Right, okay. So you're working, and that'll be fairly tough, I'd say. Physically, that's a tough gig.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, if you're on a day shift, and I live in Kilkenny, and it's about 45 minutes drive, so I get up around 7:30, leave the house at 8, get to work at 9, and then when you finish, you're back at Kilkenny around quarter to 7. But you won't see the day you won't see the sunlight, like, because yeah. underground it's dark. So you actually work and it's dark, and you get home and you get up and it's dark. So in the winter it's a bit tough because you don't see the sun at all.
So, but for you, you enjoy this again. Do you have this? You have a vampire personality.
No, but that's the day shift now. Yeah. The night shift is what I enjoy because you do get out during the day then.
True. Okay. Yeah. And is it a full shift on at night? Like, are the mines going 24 hours a day, seven days a week?
The mine would be going 24 hours, but there'd be less people working during the night.
And you prefer that working at night?
Yeah, I do actually.
They always say that if you work the mines, you shouldn't do it till a very, you know, there's a certain period of time you can do it, and then you sort of get into this, I won't say mindset or mindset, but you're probably better off getting out. Or has that changed now in these days?
Well, it is healthy enough to work in there, but a lot of people have the wrong perception, I'd say, because they've often never been in a mine, so they wouldn't know what it's like. And it's always got a bad name for some reason, and I can see why. Like, the physical labor can be tough, and if you're doing it for 30, 40 years, all right, you'll probably will feel the difference.
I suppose
I'm only just starting. I'm 25 now, so right. I'm just getting used to it now.
I suppose it's when we look back to the mines in England, particularly across the 70s, and when they were, you know, Thatcher broke the mining unions in the 80s, and the guys coming out with the black faces and the kids with the rheumatism and all that sort of stuff, you know, that was the impression that...
People still get dirty, though.
They still get dirty?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
And are visitors allowed down your mine?
Yeah, they have to fill in forms and all that. But
I'd love to go down. I'd love to go down the mine to see what it's like.
I might see if I can get you an invitation there.
Do, please. And we could broadcast. I'd say it'd be the first radio show.
That wouldn't work now.
Yeah, don't.
There's no signal underground.
No, we can get a 300-meter wire. Coming out from a microphone and then Listen, okay, I'm going to leave it there. Thomas, good talking to you. Mary, thanks very much. And Liam as well. Thank you very much. All right, take care of yourselves. There's a completely different subject now we could start talking about, working down the mines. I like it.